Oh, there I go again. What a day, everybody. Welcome to the weekly Ridiculous Recap Show. I'm your host, Joe What a Day Lowry. And yeah, that was the Sting face hurt around the world. Last night in Springfield, Illinois, Rhea Ripley got her revenge on Nia Jax from an earlier Sting face on Raw. So that was kind of unique. You can check out videos everywhere on the internet on that. So that was kind of neat. Thank you for everybody for tuning in the chat live and on the replay. This is the recap show, and we're going to try and go through everything that happened this week in the world of professional wrestling and whatever stuff happened on the Monty and the Pharaoh channel. First up, we had Monday Night Raw, and here's your recap.
I'm Joe Lowry, and this is your Raw recap. Jey Uso kicks off Raw saying he misses Jimmy. Jimmy said he never left, and the Usos come to blows. Cody with the save. DIY punches their ticket to WrestleMania, and Andrade has a job interview next week, and Mommy puts Dom up against Ricochet. Newly turned Bad Girl Lorraine and Hartwell notch another win. Cody kicks off the second hour by calling The Rock an asshole, a whiny bitch, and then finishes it off by calling The Rock Roman's side chick. Enter Paul Heyman, who brokers a Reigns and Rhodes 1-on-1 this Friday on SmackDown. Chad tells Sammy he can't beat Gunther. Zayn and Gunther sign their contract for Mania. Then Awesome Truth punch their ticket to WrestleMania. And we all know who Phil is, and Phil says he's going to Raw next week, and then he too will be at WrestleMania. Seth admits he's a junkie. Drew says he's earned his way to the title match. The New Day punch their ticket to WrestleMania. Backstage, Liv Morgan tells the man to kick Nia Jax's ass. Well, it's main event time. Last women's standing match, and after 20 minutes of true carnage, WWE's newest United States citizen destroys Nia Jax with the help from the announcer's table for the win. Enter Rhea Ripley, who reminds the man that Mommy's still the champ. I'm Joe Lowry, and this has been your Raw Recap.
There you go, folks, the Raw Recap. You can catch that every Tuesday morning right here on the Monty and the Pharaoh channel. In case you don't want to sit through 3.5 hours of Raw, I do it for you in under less than 2 minutes. So, yeah, Raw was kind of exciting. Another build-up towards the big WrestleMania, which is now just 2 weeks away. So there's only two Raws left, and I do believe this weekend, this Monday, excuse me, CM Punk returns to Raw. That's right. He'll be kicking things off. They are in Chicago at the Allstate Arena, home of CM Punk. So also big news was making the rounds is the fact that Matt Hardy was at Raw. That's right. He was high up above, and he at first it was just thought it was something to do with his AEW contract expiring soon. But lo and behold, it wasn't that. Or it was her wife's Rebe's friends who invited them out for a night out, saying they got free tickets and so forth. Matt was generous enough to go. He greeted the fans, too. I do believe after the show, there was a line of fans. Actually, no, right before they went on the air, he greeted fans. They actually snuck out of the show at 10:30 just so they could avoid any confusion as to what was going on there. But Matt Hardy at Raw, which was kind of neat. So anyways, that concludes Raw segment. And while we're at it here, we'll just kick things off with Dynamite. Mercedes Moné, of course, appeared on AEW Dynamite. And I got to tell you, it was kind of a lot of TV time again for Miss Mercedes Moné. I guess with their new contract, the $4 million, $5 million a year, we're going to see a lot of Mercedes Moné. But one thing that did steal the show was that street fight between Sky Blue, Julia Hart, Willow Nightingale, and Chris Statlander. And boy, that was something. Take a look at this. Yeah, that was something right there. I got to tell you, thank Justin Roberts for that video. That was some true carnage there. There were tacks in the ring, tables. The girls really brought it home, and ironically, it was symbolic as AEW's president, Tony Khan, this past January said that AEW of 2024 will be the AEW of 2021, and it just so happens almost to the day of the bloodbath between Thunder Rosa and Dr. Britt Baker happened. That was on March 17th, 2021. 3 years later, it was March 20th, so pretty close there, and they're trying to get back to it. Sky Blue has cut open. Just like Britt Baker was back in 2017. Who knows? But hopefully AEW can get back on track with that. And then, of course, I kick things off this week on my What a Day with Ronda Rousey's explosive book. And let's quickly see that. Ronda Rousey has a book out called Our Fight. Actually, it's going to be out. It's out now. She released her book titled Our Fight, and she is really telling all about WWE and wrestling in general. She does mention Vince McMahon and the sex trafficking allegations, how I just read this real quick before we got on the air, but she's really got the goods on Vince and thinks that he is somewhat of a predator, so to speak. Yeah, that was a clip from my What a Day this past Wednesday. A lot of verbiage coming out of the book now, calling Bruce Pritchard and John Laurinaitis, they can go fuck themselves, basically saying, excuse my language, but she's got a lot to say in that book. And she calls Vince a predator, all sorts of names. Some Star Wars attributes were in there as well. But I got to tell you, it's kind of like a bad marriage between... bad marriage between Vince McMahon, WWE, and Ronda Rousey, almost like a quick wedding at the chapel, so to speak. Everything was fun and dandy up until the next morning. So, you know, you got to read it. Lots of blurbs coming out on the internet. It's kind of crazy how she's really going off, but I think what she's doing is really defending what's happening with the girls in the WWE and some of the stuff that they're not approving of, even though some of the ladies still work there. And now she's voicing her disapproval, quite frankly, says she's never going back to the WWE, which is a shock, as a lot of people do. But she also found out that she had concussions that started in UFC. They were hidden in her health reports and so forth. And she ended up getting a job with WWE and took some bumps there and ended up getting concussions. And she kind of lost it after that. So check out the book. It's actually, the book's not going to be on sale until April 4th, but they are leaking a lot of content there and so forth. So I want to say hi to everybody in the chat real quick. Maria, Benny, Jason, Baby Cakes in the house. Thank you very much. Monty and the Pharaoh. Hey, yo, thanks for tuning in. Greatly appreciated. Also, some news of the week. Netflix docuseries with Vincent Kennedy McMahon, which was going to start airing soon. They're delaying it. They're not canceling it. They're not pulling it, even though WWE is going to Netflix in 2025, excuse me. But they are extending the series. It's going to be more documentation on the Janelle Grant lawsuit and so forth. So I think they kind of want to get a hold of that and then start airing it. But they will start airing that later on in 2024. So you will see that. And earlier this week, there was a discussion on the internet, mainly between me and Benny, on my What a Day show about the Hall of Fame and the lack of Hall of Fame. Very underwhelming Hall of Fame, as a lot of these candidates, as you see, China, Miss Elizabeth, Demolition, Owen Hart, Tony Garea, Rick Martel, Cindy Lauper, and of course, my favorite, my mentor, Bill Apter, just not getting the nod this year. I'm not sure why. They completely overlooked these candidates year after year, and they put in the likes of a Thunderbolt Patterson and, you know, people that, you know, I won't say that Thunderbolt Patterson is not deserving of it, but if you had to rank these people outright, I do believe that these wrestlers here and these performers would supersede any one of those. And also what was happening here, Bray Wyatt. Yes, Bray Wyatt, not this year. Reports are coming out that they were hoping that with Mike Rotunda and the US Express going in, Mike Rotunda being Bray Wyatt's dad and all, they would hope that he would be going in, Bray Wyatt, but he is not. So that has been confirmed. There is no Hall of Fame nod for Bray Wyatt this year. That probably coincides with the fact that he has a huge documentary coming out, which can be seen on Peacock. Bray Wyatt not in the Hall of Fame this year. Okay, what else do we got going on here? Yes. All right, SmackDown, I guess was okay. A lot of people were talking about the subdued Cody and the face-to-face confrontation with Roman Reigns turned out to be a big dud, really. Nothing great happened. I know the Bloodline showed up and Rollins showed up with Jimmy Uso. Very anticlimactic. You're 2 weeks out now, and we've yet to see everybody in the ring, so to speak, including The Rock, everybody at once. Kind of like we did a couple of weeks ago when you heard the slap around the world. But, you know, Cody Rhodes on Monday was swearing, calling everybody an asshole and a side chick and a whiny bitch. And lo and behold, no swears this week. It was just a handshake that wasn't meant to be, kind of a big dud. There was more talk about this situation here. Dominic returning to SmackDown along with Rey Mysterio, like they're rekindling a feud that went out a few months ago. So I'm not really sure where the WWE is going with this angle, but nonetheless, rumors are swirling now that Dominic may be out of the Judgment Day, or there's some type of thing going on with the Judgment Day, but who knows? But for some reason, they threw in this Dominic storyline this past Wednesday with Rey Mysterio in the mask and so forth. Another big exciting announcement that was made on SmackDown, the Slammy Awards are returning. Remember those, the Slammy Awards? Used to love that. April 7th, they return. It'd be good. You can vote now on WWE.com, and they'll have the results on a special show online streaming April 7th. And, of course, they showed the 30. Jade Cardgill right here. First official appearance as a WWE SmackDown superstar. That airs next Friday on Fox. She's back. We don't know what role she's going to play, but if they're kind of showcasing her before WrestleMania, I have a strong feeling that she will be there somehow with WrestleMania. So with that being said, I'll be right back.
And APB, American Protection Bureau, voted number one best on Long Island for all your security needs. Call 631-390-9050. That's 631-390-9050. APB.
You need a body shop? You need engine repair? Auto Excellence, Collision Specialists, 631-261-6420. That's 631-261-6420. Auto Excellence. Jimmy, I gotta take a dump.
What?
No, I mean I need a dumpster.
Well, for all those needs, you need to call Big V Dumpster Rental, Long Island, New York, 631-900-DUMP.
Elm Logistics, for all your logistic needs, call 631-299-3595. That's 631-299-3595. Elm Global Logistics, pride, performance, and partnerships.
All right, folks, we are back there. Bills are paid and all that stuff. And what a week it was on the Money and the Pharaoh, as Thursday night we had a new Da 30 champion. That's right. Yours truly is the new Da 30 champion, dethroning Dan in the final round. It was an abbreviated version as the main show had a kickoff right away. But nonetheless, a new champion, Da 30. That is yours truly. You can catch Da 30 every Thursday night right before Monty and the Pharaoh. And speaking of Monty and the Pharaoh, they got Missy Beefcake coming up this week. And yours truly went to high school with Missy Beefcake. I don't think you knew that, but you know it now. But nonetheless, big show for Monty and the Pharaoh coming up this Thursday, 8 o'clock. Stay tuned on that, 8 o'clock Eastern and so forth. And then Wrestling Remembered had a good show as they highlighted past yesterday's stars taking on today's stars. All the hypotheticals were there. We had Brock Lesnar and Bob Backlund and all sorts of, The Rock versus Cody Rhodes, things of that nature. But the most commented of the night, the most intriguing one of the night was, of course, the eighth wonder of the world, China. Imagine if she took on Rhea Ripley. That would be a match, probably a WrestleMania main event match, no doubt about it. I strongly agree that China would still take Rhea Ripley. Just something about China, she was really a monster at that time. And also, in case you don't know, I am now affiliated with Bill Apter's newsletter every Wednesday. That'll be showing in your inbox. That comes to your inbox every Wednesday. You can sign up at sportskeeda.com/newsletters. I have a guest column called Joe Lowry Rants, where I highlight the week's stuff. I got a good article coming up this week. You want to check it out. This past week, I was talking about Mercedes Moné coming back, and hopefully big money will be made of that and so forth. So you want to check that out. That is the Bill Apter newsletter. Very good stuff there. So in case you didn't hear, Brock Lesnar picture going around the internet. Yeah, on this date, 3/24/91, Brock Lesnar, a young Brock Lesnar, attended a junior high wrestling event. There he is right there. You're looking just like a normal 7th or 8th grader. So he was there. Now, the irony of this whole thing is on 3/24/91, The Undertaker's WrestleMania streak began. Imagine that. Unbelievable that on this date, a young Brock Lesnar attended a junior wrestling event while The Undertaker was busy starting his undefeated streak. And of course, we have Goldberg. He had a good rant on a recent podcast. This one was kind of interesting. It's funny. I got to say real quickly, though, that since Vince McMahon has stepped down from the WWE and he has nothing to do with it no more, he's totally gone. A lot of people coming forward, Ronda Rousey mainly. You have the Janelle Grant lawsuit and so forth. And now you got Goldberg ranting on a podcast about his hatred with Triple H. To this day, he has apologized. There was a match with him and Triple H where he botched a move. And he said sorry a million times. I mean, Goldberg flat out said, how many times can you say sorry? And Triple H still is not accepting it. And, you know, there's a lot of hatred there. So we talked about that. Another one with Bret Hart. He still wants to kill Bret Hart. That is quote unquote. Of course, I'm sure it doesn't mean kill him, you know, in real life, but he just has a problem with Bret Hart. He's got a problem with a lot of people, it seems like. He's annoyed that Asuka beat his undefeated streak. There's a lot of sayings about that. Did not like it. So you want to check that out. And of course, his son Gage will not be a wrestler. He doesn't want him to be a wrestler, even though he exploited him in a storyline a few years back. I think that was with The Miz or somebody, but didn't want to have Sage be a wrestler. So Gage will not be a wrestler, his son. So that kind of stinks right there. Anyways, that's pretty much it that's going on here. I did talk about the docuseries. CM Punk will be on Raw tomorrow night. It's going to be interesting on SmackDown. I really haven't seen, outside of the Jade Cargill thing, who knows who's going to be on SmackDown. I mean, yeah, 2 weeks out now. The Rock is slated for the Raw before, so that'd be kind of cool. But what about SmackDown? You already had the face-to-face meeting now. So are we building up more storylines for WrestleMania? You had LA Knight get arrested this past week and so forth. So I don't know what's going to happen there. It's going to be interesting to see how the WWE plays this out, because the buildup, everything to WrestleMania, we are officially, you know, you say days and weeks, but you can count hours at this point. Real quickly, over to the chat. Everybody tuning in, that's awesome. Baby Cakes is in there. Jason, Maria. Speaking of Maria Davis, First Lady of Wrestling, very special. What a day with Joe Lowry coming up this Wednesday, as Maria Davis will join us live on the show. She'll be taking questions. We're going to be talking about her past, not sure how to call it, but her intricacies with wrestlers and some wrestling stuff we didn't know behind the scenes about Ric Flair, some stuff that happened in Pittsburgh with a doctor and so forth. So she's got some information. She's got some good stories, and she's going to share those with us this Wednesday on What a Day with Joe Lowry. So that's going to be kind of interesting. And of course, we're going to be recapping a lot of the Ronda Rousey book. It seems every day, I said this earlier in the show, every day something new is happening. New excerpts are coming out that are really, really Bruce Pritchard. They had a big one released today about Bruce Pritchard and some of the antics he did in the WWE back room. One example was, I just read that it was Ronda Rousey, Liv Morgan, and Bayley. They were practicing before a Raw or a SmackDown or whatever it was, and they were just rolling around the ring and everything, and they saw Aaliyah. If you remember Aaliyah, she was a tag team champion with Raquel Rodriguez. She came out crying. And they were asking her what was up, and she says, I can't believe that nobody here likes what I'm doing, and they think I shouldn't be here. And this is real-life stuff now. This is behind the scenes. And Ronda Rousey got really mad. She's like, well, who told you that? And she's like, Bruce Pritchard told me that nobody liked her or didn't like her style and all that stuff. They said the producers were trying to bury her, so to speak. And what ended up happening was Ronda, Liv, and Bayley wanted to confront them. Ronda wanted to go right out there and confront them. And I guess Liv Morgan calmed her down and said, let's all just approach Bruce together nicely and calmly. And ended up Liv Morgan asking Bruce, you know, hey, what's the deal? Why did you say that of Aaliyah and all that? We love Aaliyah. We don't want nothing but success for her. We want to work with her. And Bruce kind of just was like, who said that, as he was looking around and trying to play that, you know, blame game, looking around stuff. And they could tell they couldn't buy it. And this has got Ronda Rousey. It's under her skin now. She's ready to let loose. And by the way, in her book, she has a 90,000 word count. She was only restricted to 90,000 words. And she says that these highlights that she's throwing out there now is mainly because of the 90,000 word count. She needed more words and time and all that stuff to explain what really goes on behind the scenes at WWE and the misogynistic attitude some of the corporate executives have toward women. So that, you know, this is good timing, I guess. Again, I feel like the calm before the storm WrestleMania, we had the dark cloud with the Janelle Grant lawsuit. And now we get John Laurinaitis stirring things up where he responded to the lawsuit. Now he has 60 days to provide his side of the story. So that's going to get interesting. Now we have these bombshells being dropped by Ronda Rousey. So this is going to make for a very interesting backdrop again to WrestleMania. So, you know, stay tuned for that. I think this is just the calm before the storm. Becky Lynch has her book coming out tomorrow officially, even though she's been signing copies and sending them out and so forth. Officially, her book, The Man, Not Your Average Girl, debuts tomorrow. Really nothing major coming out of the book. That's a memoir, so to speak, of her childhood and coming into the, you know, doing what she did growing up and so forth. I'm not sure you're going to get a lot of dirt on that. I think right now Ronda Rousey is in book selling mode as she's really trying to promote this thing, because this thing's coming out April 4th. So if there's some really big bombs in that story that they're not dropping by April 4th, WrestleMania is 3 days away. Timing is everything, folks. So I have a feeling this whole Ronda Rousey deal is going to be a lot bigger, a lot more bigger of an impact and so forth. I see the chat lighting up here. Joe Myers watched the Rhea Sting face footage too many times today. Ribs hurt from laughing. That is so true. I mean, if you see some of the angles of it here, I'll show it to you guys real quick. This is kind of a funny thing here. This is last night in Springfield, Illinois. Where are we here? She is right there. Hold on one second. Take a look at this Sting face by Rhea Ripley on Nia Jax. Yeah, that's one hell of a stink face there. I don't think Rikishi ever did it that long, but that's going to be the stink face heard all around the world. Springfield, Illinois, Rhea Ripley. There was a tag match. Rhea Ripley came out on top right before. If you watch the footage, the entire footage, you have Nia Jax going for the stink face and Rhea Ripley kicking, saying, "No way, it's your turn," and pretty much kicked her in the face, dropped her down, and you saw what happened. That was a good almost 10 seconds of stink face, so... I'm sure Billy Gunn would be proud. Ass man. Oh, Joe Myers with another $5 donation. Happy Sunday, Joe. Thanks for the recap. Love you. Love you too, baby cakes. You know, you too can all donate too to the show with these $5 gift things. I think you can choose your own gifts, but it's a good way to support the channel and so forth. Thank you so much, Joe Myers, for that. Jason Moaning, I'm not too sold on Ronda Rousey considering the timing of the book. It also seems that these statements were shoehorned in as the scandal unfolded. You know, Jason, you could be right. You know, this is just another book where someone is saying something. Now, if anybody can corroborate these stories, that'd be great. But unfortunately, some of the people that she's talking about are still employees of the WWE. They're really not going to say nothing. You know, this is the thing. It seems like people that leave the WWE, then they say something. You've seen it with Moxley. You've seen it with a little bit with Jericho and so forth. You're going to get this now. You're going to get a book that comes out. It's going to be full of the content that people want to hear about. Whether it's true or not, you know, remains to be seen. I know Bruce Pritchard had a no comment type reaction on it this weekend, meaning he's not even paying attention to it. But I have a feeling they would. It's the timing of it all. As in, you know, the lawsuit and everything. I think it's going to be a big book for her. She does talk about her UFC days. She does talk about her IVF treatments of having a baby and so forth. It's got all the stuff that everybody wants to read about. Her concussions, that's a new one. No one knew that she had concussions. She basically hid them after she left UFC to go to WWE and wrestled and got a few more concussions there. So, and, you know, some broken ribs to boot. So, you know, she just talks about it. I'm sure it's like a chapter of the WWE, but it's going to be hellbent because she basically does not want to go back to the WWE, and she's telling everybody what it is. So, like I said, Jason, you don't never know. Like I said, you have to corroborate, you know, as my mentor Bill Eftis says, you have to have a source. What's their source? If it's somebody within the WWE, and if they're an employee of WWE, they're not going to come forward and say so unless they get released or something like that. But nonetheless, I'm sure WWE is telling everybody that if you said that, come forward, and no one's going to come forward. So to corroborate that, it'd be interesting to see, but it's going to be for good reading. It's going to be good for the podcast. We'll light up with it like they're already doing now. And of course, she'll make the rounds on everywhere on TV and so forth, promoting her book, because it's just not about WWE. It's about everything else. So the fans will be into that. Going back to the chats here. Great channel, great content. These best live audience in any chat room. The guests are a wealth of knowledge and not afraid to lend their opinions. Just love it here. Yeah, baby cakes, we love it too. Let me see what else we're going to... I'm not saying McMahon is innocent or guilty. It's just that there have been too many people crying wolf over the last 10 years. Yeah, Jason, if you read the 67 page, here's the thing about the lawsuit against Vince McMahon, this proof. There's text messages. There's, you have people coming forward now. You have John Laurinaitis responding. This, I'm afraid to say, did it happen to the extent that she says it did? Most likely. Most of these cases that are brought on like this, 99% of them are settled out of court, because if they have to defend these cases, they have to come forward with their own version. And that means that there is some truth to the matter, whatever percentage of the truth there is on one side. So unfortunately, yeah, is it crying wolf? Is it she's looking for a money grab? She's really not looking for a money grab, so to speak, because she's only suing Vince McMahon and the WWE to disclose, to get rid of the NDA that Vince McMahon bestowed upon her, which I'm finding out now that NDA was not valid to begin with, because it wasn't done between two counter lawyers and so forth. It was done by Vince's lawyer, and that right there is not a legal binding thing. So more on that later. But, with John Laurinaitis coming forward now with the lawsuit, addressing it, saying he will defend it, that means there's some admittance there. He knows something. And if he's playing the victim card, then he's going to turn on Vince McMahon. You're going to get more detailed information. So you'll have two people within the WWE that knew what was going on with these sexual assaults and trafficking and so forth. I'm sure it's not as bad as we've heard it. But if there is some major truth that they are in serious trouble, so to speak. But 99% of these cases are settled out of court. We'll probably never see what actually happened, but there is proof. Read the 67 page lawsuit. There are text messages from Vince McMahon. It's his phone number. Of course, it's redacted for personal reasons and so forth, legal reasons. But according to Janelle Green, he did violate the NDA with going forward and showing people videos of her and doing sexual acts, threesomes and so forth. And up to 12 people backstage saw it. Who were the 12 people? That remains to be seen. Corporate offices have already been named. Nick Khan, Stephanie McMahon, Bloom, all those guys have been named. So there's something about that in there. Vince will do a huge payout. It's not looking for money, Maria. I don't think it's money. She just wants out of the NDA. The thing is, she gets out of the NDA. She gets to tell a story. She writes a book. That book's going to make millions of dollars. So there's the trail right there. Get out of the NDA, be able to talk about it, make the money, make the movie, make the money, all that stuff. That's where the real money comes in, I think. Jason, NDAs do make things tricky, though. Make the truth stay out of wrestling. Yeah, like I said, 99% of the times this is settled out of court. We'll never hear or see what the truth was. We only have to go what it means. Sometimes that settlement means taking back the lawsuit. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but they'll retract it. What else we got? Yeah, so chat's lighting up now. Ronda got her butt kicked when she made fun of her opponent's brother's death, and she beat Ronda like a bad divorce. That's a good one. Nice. Luz Canada House, thanks, Luz, for joining us. All that stuff. By the way, happy belated birthday to our own Maria Davis. That's right. She celebrated her birthday yesterday. And in case you haven't heard, Maria Davis is coming on What a Day with Joe Lowry this Wednesday. So that'll be exciting stuff. So it looks like we're running out of time here. I'm trying to see what the chat didn't mean to go on about the lawsuit and so forth. We can have a whole show on that. If you want a whole show on the lawsuit and what's going on and what may happen, let me know. I could provide you a lot of information on that and so forth. What else we got in the chat? I just want to see it real quick. Like, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is good stuff. Good support, you guys. This show, this channel would not exist without you. I know Jimmy and Mike, a.k.a. Monty and the Pharaoh, appreciate all your support and so forth. The channel is growing. Viewership's up. Subscribership's up. We're increasing the aesthetics of our shows to make them look more modern and so forth. Just a lot. And a lot of new shows are coming up, like the recap show you're seeing right here. My What a Day on Wednesday is growing. We have Wrestling Remembered on Friday. And, of course, Wrestling's Hottest Game Show Before Monty and the Pharaoh, the 30 is on. So, and by the way, this week, Monty and the Pharaoh, Missy Beefcake. We went to high school together. To same high school. I'm not going to say it together because I think she's either older or younger than me. So it was out of that realm of the 4 years. So nonetheless, she did go to the same high school I went to and so forth. But kind of funny. But some of the names that she mentioned on the Monty and the Pharaoh show, I knew. So it's going to be close. It's going to be a close gap there. So nonetheless, Missy Beefcake will be joining them on Thursday on the main show. That's Thursday night, 8 p.m., 7 Central. And right before that, you know, I don't have to tell the audience that Bingo Bongo, the hottest game show on the air, is the 30 will be happening. The chat, thank you, Joe Myers. Always love these shows. Fun and engaging. Great discussions. Thank you, Jason, for tuning in. Loose Cannon, much love to you all, Monty fam. Yeah, these guys are great. You know, you just keep supporting us, folks. Good stuff is coming. I promise. A lot of stuff's in the works. A lot of logistical stuff. A lot of licensings and everything we got to get squared away. But now they are Long Island's number one show, and they're the number one show for a reason. They interview these wrestlers, and they get to the truth. You know, it's if you're involved in wrestling, we want to talk to you. If you got a story, we'll talk to you. So that's going to do it for me, folks. The recap kind of went on a different length there, huh? A little different avenue, different path. And that's what it's all about. Live shows are like that, and I greatly appreciate it. You know, we just have so much fun here. We got to show it one more time. We love it. We love watching it. Ah, the Sting Face. I began the show with it. I'll end the show with it. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in. Greatly appreciated, live and on the replay. And if you're around on Wednesdays, check out What a Day with Joe Lowry. Don't forget the Raw recap on Tuesday morning. You don't want to spend 2-3 hours watching Raw. Just watch my Raw recap. I'm Joe Lowry. What a day.